Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Rossman et al. Titled Endothelial Cell Senescence with Aging in Healthy Humans, Prevention by Habitual Exercise and Relation to Vascular Endothelial Function. This article was published November 1st, 2017. Joining me today are Associate Editor Nancy Kanagi, Lead Author Matthew Rossman, and Content Expert Raymond Magrino. Let's get started.
Thank you, Cara. We all know aging is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of mortality both in the United States and worldwide. Part of this aging process is thought to be damage to the endothelium, and that this is accelerated by a sedentary lifestyle. In this rapid report, Drs. Rossman and colleagues tested the hypothesis that regular aerobic exercise can diminish this deleterious effect of aging on the vascular system, and specifically, it can preserve or improve the health of the vascular endothelial cells. So Matt, can you talk a little bit about endothelial cell senescence and how this is regulated in young and aged individuals?
So cellular senescence is a multifaceted stress response that leads to a largely irreversible arrest of the cell cycle. Cellular senescence in endothelial cells has been associated with endothelial dysfunction, but it has not been well studied in human subjects. And what we sought to do was evaluate age-related changes in endothelial cell senescence with a technique that we employ in our laboratory where we're able to biopsy endothelial cells from veins and arteries from human subjects and examine changes in markers of cellular senescence or other dysregulated pathways. And so what we hypothesized was that with normal healthy aging, there would be an increase in endothelial cell senescence, which might partially explain the decrease in vascular endothelial cell function that occurs with aging, and that this increase in endothelial cell senescence would be ameliorated in older adults who perform regular aerobic exercise.
And so when we think about exercise and its effect on senescence or its effects on oxidative stress, I don't know, you might want to jump in on this, Ray, and talk about exercise, specifically its effects on oxidative stress or other things that specifically impact the endothelium.
Thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Matt. I would certainly like to congratulate Matt and his group for a very interesting and important study. I think the aging is associated with several phenotypic changes that we still don't understand. And this comprises development of arterial stiffness, reduced endothelial function, a pro-inflammatory and a pro-thrombotic phenotype. Certainly, a lot of these adverse changes that affect with aging have been shown to be reversed by habitual exercise. And so we are only now beginning to understand how this favorable effect of exercise comes about. We used to think, and most of the therapeutic interventions in cardiology are geared towards modifying the metabolic changes, such as changing cholesterol levels or insulin sensitivity. But I think Matt's study and other studies have shown that perhaps we should also focus on not just on metabolic factors, but on how the mechanisms of physiologic versus pathologic aging is. And I think the modulation of exercise on the endothelial cell senescence will be an important part in further understanding the biology of vascular aging.
You're right. Endothelial cells are a fascinating topic. And in your studies, Matt, you talked about differences between arterial and venous endothelial cells. Could you address that for us a little bit? Maybe talk about how the arterial and the venous endothelial cells are different or similar in function and morphology, and how you look at the differences in these two subsets of the endothelial cell population in median vascular health.
Right. So in the paper, we looked at markers of senescence in both endothelial cells biopsied from veins as well as endothelial cells biopsied from arteries. And obviously, we are most interested in arterial function, arterial endothelial function primarily. And so we have done a lot of work to look at changes in arterial cell protein expression that occur with age. And arterial cells are likely most relevant because they're exposed to a lot of the factors that promote arterial health that may change with age or exercise or things like that. Those things include changes in shear rate patterns or shear stress on the arterial endothelial cells, which are very different from venous cells. We also look at venous endothelial cells because they are much easier to obtain with our technique. Arterial endothelial cell sampling requires placement of an arterial catheter, which is a more invasive procedure. And so what we're able to do with the sampling of endothelial cells from veins is kind of reduce the invasive nature of that procedure. And we've done some work to show that a lot of the protein expression changes that we observe with aging or with aging and exercise in endothelial cells from arteries are also observed in endothelial cells from veins.
So essentially, you're interpreting the data that you can do venous sampling and get similar data without doing the more invasive arterial sampling.
Actually, there should be some caution here also, because in a paper in 2002, Dr. Minamino and colleagues published that endothelial cells from even different arterial beds may have differences in rate of senescence. They compared the endothelial cells from coronary arteries, which are prone to developing atherosclerosis, versus the internal mammary artery, which is less prone to developing atherosclerosis. And in fact, it's the preferred arterial bed conduit from surgeons. And they found that endothelial cell senescence, even in different arterial beds, are different with greater senescence in coronary versus internal mammary arteries. So even though there may be effects on both the venous and arterial endothelial cells as far as exercise and senescence, there should still be some caution that there might still be some differences among vascular beds.
And it also cautions us into not calling all endothelial cells the same. There are obviously large differences as we go between beds, and certainly between arterial and venous endothelial cells, that their functions, we're only beginning to understand how different and how really much of a mixed population this is when we talk about endothelial cells. So I appreciate your point, Ray, that with senescence or with the types of vasodilator enzymes expressed, we have a lot of differences when we go between vascular beds. And Ray, did you have any questions that you would like to direct towards Matt on this study?
Yes, Matt, I know that your study was mostly cross-sectional in design. What do you think is the duration of exercise that is required to see any difference in terms of this marker?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, so our study was cross-sectional. So the exercise-trained older adults had been exercising for a number of years, at least as part of our inclusion criteria for them to be studied. So commenting on the duration of exercise that's necessary to potentially reverse some of these adverse age-related changes in senescence that occur with healthy aging is difficult. I know we've seen changes in vascular endothelial function measured by some of our non-invasive tests, such as brachial artery flow-mediated dilation, and those can occur within a couple weeks to a month, that sort of short-duration exercise training intervention. So whether or not that's also observed in markers of senescence is uncertain, but our functional data kind of support the hypothesis that some of these changes in senescence might happen relatively quickly.
And a follow-up question to that is, I know that the study is mostly associational. What would be your group's or other group's next step to prove a causality between exercise and endothelial cell senescence as a modulating or modifying factor?
So our group studies these mechanisms of vascular aging with the goal of identifying future therapies or identifying targets for future therapies. These cross-sectional data, they suggest that cellular senescence may be a good target for future therapies. I think some of the issues with targeting cellular senescence include the fact that it's a very powerful anti-cancer mechanism. It's very hard to develop senolytic or compounds that target cellular senescence with no off-target effects. So that's difficult. I know there is a lot of research into drug development and things that might successfully target cellular senescence. Future work by our group could include an exercise training trial where we do pre- and post-exercise endothelial cell collections and measure changes in endothelial cell senescence to see if exercise is actually able to reverse endothelial cell senescence in older adults.
So Ray, do you have anything that you would like to leave us with?
The problem that we're tackling today is really a greater recognition of understanding the biology of physiologic versus pathologic aging. And so we need to focus not only on modifiable metabolic factors, but also on the underlying biology of the aging process in the vasculature. And I think this study by Matt and his colleagues represent an important step in moving in this direction.
So Matt, what is your main take-home message from this study?
The main take-home message from this study is that endothelial cell senescence increases with healthy aging. The increase in vascular endothelial cell senescence is prevented in older adults who perform regular aerobic exercise. And interestingly, the level of vascular endothelial cell senescence is related with vascular endothelial function.
So then the data from this study provide some of the first quantitative evidence that regular exercise in older adults leads to healthy aging of the cardiovascular system. Specifically, it preserves endothelial function through apparent reduced oxidative stress and improved nitric oxide bioavailability. Targeting cellular senescence might prove to be a new approach in the future to preserving vascular function, but in the meantime, keep making those investments in your treadmills and your gym memberships, your time spent on the golf course, and this could be expected to pay off with major benefits of improved health and mobility as we age. So thank you both, Matt and Ray, for this stimulating conversation and providing us with yet another reason to get out there and keep on exercising.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.